opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number today, the 6th of April, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, also on the forefront of the fight against this COVID-19. All types of different things they're doing to prevent this virus from spreading, especially in the hospital. They've got it locked down. If you've got a loved one in the hospital, you can FaceTime them on your phone, but that's about it. As they prepare, so far we've been kind of lucky, but we're going to go over that in a few minutes. But good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for coming in today.
Yes, I found it. I don't know. I'm just aware.
You found what?
I found the station.
You found the station.
That's the only reason why I wouldn't come in, right?
Yeah, you know what? We're pretty hardy in here.
Yes.
Yep. So, and plus we social distance ourselves like 20 feet around here. And you're in a locked, you know, pressurized production studio.
Special, bulletproof. Yeah.
Glass and all that. Okay.
Today we are looking at a high of 63 degrees and our last chance for rain for a while. Throughout the day, we have about a 40% chance of rain, and tonight, a slighter chance with about 20% chance. We're looking at a perfect day tomorrow, 71 degrees and mostly sunny, just enough clouds to kind of make it feel like spring. High of 81, so we're going up almost 20 degrees between today and Wednesday. And it's going to be clear with a high, or with a low near 50 for the rest of the week, and Wednesday on highs of around 80. So windows down weather. Get some weeding done. Should be pretty gorgeous after today.
Okay. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're also opened up a new line of generators for your home. One that can run your entire house and everything in it. And then smaller generators to run air conditioning during the summer or heaters during the winter. Your refrigerators, freezers, items like that. And the line that the Kinneys have there is really coming in handy during the PG&E blackouts and during these times. Sometimes people have run out of, I don't even know where I'm going with this one. I just kind of like, beep. So excuse me, everybody, but Shasta Gas Propane has a great line of generators, either for your whole home or appliances in your home. Keep your home cool. Keep your home warm. Okay? Give them a call, 365-3793. I don't know what I just – I don't know where I went on that. I'd like to say that it was because I've just – this is the first time I've been out, and I'm all excited about being in a studio.
One of our weekend hosts would say, it's the first day of my new tongue. And so that's why you're getting all tongue-tied.
That's about it. Hey, what impact is this having on you, the shelter in home, shelter in place?
It's been a little frustrating for me because I got trapped in Arizona for an extra few days. I don't know how much I've said on the air about that, but I was in Arizona for much of March, and that was planned.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't fly back home because my sister and her husband, whom I live with, they both work in the healthcare field. Mm-hmm. And so if anybody had, they aren't allowed to have physical contact with anybody who has flown in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And so I literally wouldn't have been allowed to come home if I had flown. So I ended up staying a couple extra days in Arizona. And I have a vehicle, and so we drove to San Diego, stayed an extra few days there, and then eventually made it back. So it took me a little bit longer, almost a week longer, just to get home than expected. And because that was 3 weeks of literally no human contact at all because of the situation that was there, coming back, I always want to go out and do things and be with people and da da da. And my sister just grabbing me by the collar and sitting me down going, sit, stay. And I want to be out. I want to do things.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah. Well, I drove out the other day to watch the lightning storm. Part of it was just to get out of the house, but I'm also a huge fan of rain and storms and such. But Christina's like, you can't do that. You kind of have to stay home. It's like, well, I'm not with anybody, so.
Well, I had to go to the grocery yesterday. And, well, you know.
Yeah.
And so where do I go? Orchard Nutrition.
There you go.
Why? Because they've got all types of neat stuff there and all that. And there, as you walk in, they they've sanitized the handles of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in mask. I went there, picked up the four things I needed, came back out, got them put into bags for me. The people in the store, and there were some people in the store, and everybody was distancing like crazy. But I got the things I needed. I got back into the truck and drove. And as I was coming up to a light there, where your nutrition is, where Athens and the side street is, it started to turn yellow. And I looked, nobody. So yes, I went through the end of a yellow light. Yes, maybe it's actually yellow. Been turning red at that point, but. It was, there was no one there.
If part of your vehicle was in the intersection when it turned red, you're good.
My thoughts were in the intersection. My thoughts were in the intersection when I went to it because it was just empty out there. Went up to the next light, and there were a couple several cars and trucks on Cypress.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the way back, I was a good boy. But there's nothing.
It's strange how empty the roads are.
Yeah.
It feels weird to me, like it's the wrong time of day.
Yeah, or it feels like a Sunday
mm-hmm.
in Statensburg, North Carolina, from 1963. About 63. if you've never been to Statensburg, North Carolina, it is a small town. It's, it makes Andy Griffin's Mayberry look like a metropolis, where people were waving at you all the time, but you're not sure if it's gnats. They're just being friendly there in Statensburg, North Carolina. It was a lot like that. I have not seen the coyotes running down the streets like people are seeing in a lot of major cities.
Mm-hmm.
Animals coming back down, coming into parks.
Yeah. We're seeing a fair amount of that in Arizona. We were making sure that, because there was a small dog in the building at the time. We were making sure that dog was not going outside, not marking, anything like that, because those coyotes would have been, snapped.
Hilton Garden Inn of Reading has temporarily suspended their operations, and that was as of Friday, April 3rd. That means the impact this is having on people, their jobs. So far, we've been able to keep it up here. But people that are working in these industries, I mean, even the medical, believe it or not, even in the medical industry, I told the story already how my nephew is a CFO, chief financial officer at a hospital, small hospital in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They've laid off many of their staff because there's no,
elective surgeries?
Elective surgeries. Thank you. There's no elective surgeries going on. And there's so much of the hospitals rely on that, hips, knees, feet, whatever
mm-hmm.
in there. So they've had to let them off. Well, now you've got these medical professionals. This one nurse says, I've never applied for unemployment. I've never been unemployed. I don't really know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking about all these other places like New York. That they are just, flat out need.
Inundated, yeah.
They need medical personnel. So you've got them from different places, but it's not just North Carolina. It's all over the United States. That they just, because of no elective surgeries and restrictions.
Even in this area, my sister and her husband
yeah.
both work in the medical field. They're saying that a little bit, the more rural hospitals and medical centers, like in Modoc County, where
there's no trace
of anything, but people are still avoiding going to these medical centers because they think there's a chance that it could end up there.
Well, the emergency rooms are empty.
Yeah. So everyone's just kind of backing away, and that they're having to shut down because everyone's afraid of coming.
Well, you know, the thing is emergency rooms are starting to be used as they should be. Emergencies. But you're right, because they're losing, you know, so many people are not coming to this. So even the medical, it seems to me if you're a doctor and a nurse, that there ought to be like a clearinghouse someplace here where it says needed, you know, anesthesiologists, nurses, anesthesiologists, you know, people in these things. And there'd be, you know, openings for them.
Craigslist for nurses.
There'd be like, well, no, there'd be openings like, say, you know, come to New York, come to New Orleans. Now, the question is do you want to do that?
Yeah.
But some of them will. Mm-hmm. Some of them will go, yeah, I'll go in there. And in fact, somebody told me they got paid down. This one nurse turned down $100 an hour at up in New York because she was in that age group that could have been, you know, could have been, it could have been a little dicey for. But still. There ought to be something like that. We can move them around, and they get bonuses. Anyway, okay, got to take a break. You know, I just mentioned I was over at Orchard Nutrition, and they're temporary store hours now. If you're a senior, it's 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, and then public shopping hours go from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. The deli kitchen is in service. They have grab and goes. I went over and saw that. They have sandwiches and salads made. Just come in and grab those. Or you can order, pay over the phone, and when you come up, you can pick it up. Pick up your order when it's ready. And just call them when you're there, and they're going to, of course, social distance as much as they can. They will not be accepting returns on overbought or high demand products. Good. I hope nobody else does. When I see people with carts full of chicken, I mean, they don't ordinarily buy that, or paper products, can we say? But Orchard Nutrition, I've been in the business since 1982. They have 100% organic produce. Place is extremely clean. Like I said, I went in there yesterday, and the people there are masked up. So, yeah, maybe you don't want to go out. Maybe you shouldn't go out. But if you mask up and you go out and you need to get some things, don't be afraid to. Just keep your social distancing, and they have sanitizer there, too. You know, large amounts. So, Orchard Nutrition. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 6th of April, 7:18 in the morning, and 42 degrees and a little more rain today.
Bad luck, social distance, a new term. Every day new cases confirmed. The future, uncertain. Find a vaccine, then the tides be turning up. It's alright, we ain't going down without a fight. Don't worry, don't panic. Let's work together and save our planet. Can't touch this.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Many gangsters doing dirty deeds. Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
And the long arm of the law. Put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down.
Yeah, that's for you people that are breaking the virus. The virus stand out. Oh, that was me. No, we're not going to hunt you down and hang you like that. Good morning, 7:22 in the morning, 6th of April. 43 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heated and Air. Yeah, they're open. This might be the time to check and make sure. It's going to be 80 degrees. It's going from 60 to 80 in 2 days. If you haven't checked on your air conditioner, you might want to do that now and give them a call at 221-2642, the premier outfit for HVAC in the whole Northern California area, Alliance Heating and Air. You can visit their website at homecomfort.org. Or like I said, give them a call, 221-2642, veteran-owned business. All right. Other things are going on. Dr. Orna Gill will be joining us at 7:30. Okay, it's good news. Let's talk with Shasta County. We've had our third death in Shasta County, just recently. He probably got it while in Sacramento being treated for other health problems, underlying health issues. Right now in Shasta County, 20 cases, 16 active, two have recovered, and then the three deaths. All three of them had underlying conditions, it appears. Three employees of the Veterans Home have shown positive. I have a friend at work. I have a couple of friends out there. I need to give them a call. Yeah, see where they're at.
They have a couple more tests pending, so that might not be the end of it.
Could be some more. Cases. Okay, good news. Good news. Cases are starting to slow down in New York. When I say that, they went up 30%, and you go, that's good news? Oh, yeah, because last week, in that same week, it went up almost 50%. So it's slowing down. It looks like in Italy and Spain, it's slowing. The death rate's going down. Trying to get their arms, getting their arms around that. Something that a lot of people didn't know was that there was thousands, tens of thousands of Chinese in Italy before this virus outbreak, because of the different types of economic packages, economic treaties they had with them, agreements. Thousands of Chinese were in there. And one of them, or one set of them, brought it in, and that's what happened. They've gone back as far as they can find. This person traveled throughout northern Italy, which is the epicenter in Italy, Milan especially. We know people that – we actually know somebody that lives in Milan, an American. And I haven't heard anything. I got to call our contacts on that. Right now, with what's going on, believe it or not, the markets are going up. Went up 900 points. I'm just walking around looking at things here. The market went up like 900 points this morning. Now, other news. We've always thought that the COVID could not be spread by in animals. Well, it turns out that there's a tiger in the New York Zoo that came up positive for COVID, along with several other lions that have it. They're thinking it came from an infected zookeeper. Somebody came up positive with it. And so right now they're trying, but they still don't think that animals can spread it. Let's go to the phones. I'm trying to see, is Mary Lou?
Hi, Carl. Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
I got an interesting email from a cousin in England. And, I mean, it's very lengthy, so I'll just kind of paraphrase it. Uh-huh. Everything is the same as it is in the United States. You know, the schools are closed and all that stuff. But the interesting thing was his brother and his wife work at the University of North Dakota. And they went to Spain on a break in February, and they're still there.
They're still there.
They're still in Spain.
They're not letting them out?
No. But what has happened is they're able to do their work from their room, but they can't go out.
Oh, okay.
And it says here that if they go out out onto the street, they would be challenged by the police and fined 600 pounds if they cannot give a good reason for being out of the house. The 600 pounds comes to $738 American.
Yeah, wow. Well, you know, they're taking this seriously. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, is in the hospital. They just admitted him because his treatment at home obviously wasn't working or it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks a lot, Mary Lou.
Okay.
Hey, are you all being safe?
Pardon?
Are you all being safe?
We're doing good.
Good.
Jim and I have put the knives away, so we're doing okay.
Okay. Great. Y'all take care now.
Love to you guys.
Love to you, too. Mary Lou and the commander. So, Gibson. Anyway, okay. What else do I have here? Now, delaying mortgage payments. You can delay your mortgage payments, but you got to work it out with your company because a lot of them say, okay, you can delay it up to 3 months. On the fourth month, you have to pay all 3 months and the fourth month. In other words, so you don't pay in June, July, August. In September, you have to pay June, July, August, and September. So before you go into that, you might want to find out what the small print is. And a lot of them, it's because that's what the rules are from if there's a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac or a VA loan. Check before you get into that kind of thing. Same thing with small business loans, that if you've got a small business loan and you want to put it off for 3 or 4 months because you're going through some trials right now, find out if you have to pay it all at the end of it, or are they going to just put it on the rear of the loan, like SCED, Superior California Economic Development. They're delaying all their loans just automatically for 3 months, and then they'll add it to the end of the loan. So, I mean, I think that's a good way of doing it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Dr. Orna Gill, who is one of my heroes of the of Reading right now. She's in one of our frontliners, too, when it comes to fighting what's going on around here, and she's got some great information for everybody after we come back.
When he's ready. Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The time is 7:34 in the morning here on the 6th of April, 43 degrees out there. In this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yes, it's open, and they're one of the ones participating in this Paycheck Protection Program and also the Paycheck Protection Program and the, the Small Business Association grant. You just hand in the paperwork to them, and they will make sure for the Paycheck Protection Program that it's forwarded. They're paying that out of the, they're paying that one out of their own funds. Cornerstone Community Bank, but also Wells Fargo, Five Star Bank, Golden Valley, Tri-Counties, and Merchants Bank of Commerce. All of those are doing it, and they're probably, and U.S. Bank. So they're all starting, you know, they're all getting into it. And the smaller banks, which is really interesting, they have less hurdles to jump than the national banks. So you can get the money out quicker to their people. Then, of course, we have the small business grant of $10,000, which is supposed to be out in 3 days. Mm-hmm. I think that's 3 working days. Yeah. We'll see how that works, too. Anyway, Cornerstone Community Bank, they're still moving local dreams forward. Head on down to 1845 California Street or the Old Rady Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue and see their brand new building there. I am honored to have Dr. Orna Gill with us.
Thank you, Carl. Nice to be here.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, good. You know, you have to stay healthy.
Yes. Yes.
You know, Dr. Orna Gill is so professional and knows so much, but she has got a sense of humor also. And doctors, I mean, Linda's brother's a doctor. I know what his sense of humor is like. It's a little different than everybody else's.
It can be darker.
It can be darker, but you've got doctors that you know that are some of the best in the business, but they're idled right now.
Yeah, a lot of people right now can't really do the work they want to do. For example, orthopedics, general surgery, people who are ENTs, neurologists, people who, you know, take care of patients really as an on the outpatient side and then bring them into the hospitals, which are now, you know, almost, you know, starting to do a lot of work just for COVID. So what our solution was very adaptive, Carl. We developed telemedicine, which is something that has been around for a long time, but now it's being implemented very aggressively. And what it is that, you know, you call up your doctor, make an appointment, and they will send you an email. You click on the link, and that will open up your telemedicine session. And you can talk to your doctor in real time about what's going on with you and really keep yourself healthy and updated with regard to your own health so that you can be the best you can be when we when the COVID-19 starts to become a little bit closer and closer.
And I can say this is that Linda used this. She used it Thursday or Friday. It works perfectly.
Yeah.
What happens is they send you this email. It says, to just like the doctor said, you click on the link. You join the person who has invited you, in this case the doctor. You have a camera on your computer. So you can look at each other while you're talking, while he's going through your charts and all this. And if you have to show him something, I mean, you got the camera there. Say, you know, my arm's got this on it or something like that. So he can look at it. Now, you're not in the office, but, I mean, it's everything else but him, you know, patting you on the back as he leaves. And it works. And it works really well. So this is something that if you have a computer and you need to see a doctor over something, you know, you reach out to them like that. So your office is being very aggressive with it.
Yeah, every single provider. We have 7 providers in our office, and every single one of them is hooked up to telemedicine ports. They're completely private. That's the difference between what we're doing in Skype or WhatsApp chats or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is
a secure line.
Very secure. And so you don't have to worry about anyone hacking in there and learning about whatever's going on with you. And it's important. You know, you want your hypertension meds to be taken care of. You want to make sure that you're, you know, making your regular appointments that just to keep yourself, your health maintained in optimal condition. Yeah.
Now, the one thing they can't do is, like, they can't, you know, you can't get a physical examination.
I mean, that's true.
That's true. But there's a lot of things that can be handled like this.
Oh, absolutely. And even if you do need a physical exam, we can schedule you into the office in a safe way. So it's not like a crowded waiting room. There's none of that anymore. There's we maintain social distancing as part of our collective responsibility to one another. And so that means that no matter how, you know, we really have to only bring in the most important physical exam patients, patients who have something broken or cut, you know, people who have severe bacterial disease, people who really need a little bit of an exam. But in general, most of it can really be handled on the telemonitor.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This has such a potential for the future.
Yeah.
It's not just here. It's not just in telemedicine, but I think it's in education and probably a lot of different things where you can reach out to your doctor and your doctor can set up a whole day of appointments through telemedicine. It keeps you from having to come in. Keeps you from, you know, from any of that. It takes it works for a lot of things. It works for a lot of being able to talk to your doctor. You can take a look at, say, that rash you have or whatever it is, and be able to go from there. And then they can make that next decision before you just have to come in that first time.
I 100% agree. It's kind of shocking how much we can do on the phone. It's very, very shocking. It's mind-blowing. And one of the good things that's coming out of this crisis and this pandemic, this very dark time, is that we're adapting very rapidly to it. And we're starting to change some of the ways in which we behave and the ways in which we conduct ourselves, the ways in which we see doctors or, you know, go to school. These can be long-term changes that, you know, obviously we don't need to all stay home all day, all night, you know, radical social distancing in the future. But, you know, maybe not hug everyone when you say hello. Maybe, you know, consider having a lot of classes at home so that you can have a little bit more flexibility with your family time, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Making sure that your doctor, you don't have to wait hours and hours and hours in a waiting room to see your doctor. These are all positive changes, I think, that are coming out of the adapting to the new.
When I read an article about education where it cost so much money to go to some schools.
Yeah.
And it costs money to go to any school. But, I mean, some places it's $60,000 a year for tuition. You go to Stanford, it's $60,000 a year to go there.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go to Stanford, but you can do it from Boise, Idaho or Redding, California and be able to go to the classes there that will then cut down on the cost of schools dramatically because you're not there. And they can use, you know, smaller areas where a professor's teaching a class and he's got 50, 60 students in there. And you can ask questions. You know, it goes back and forth, so you can ask questions and you get all this material sent to the students. Now, I don't know if that's going to take off because a lot of people want to go to school to get away from home.
That's right, the dorms. Yes, understood.
But, well, you want that experience. But on the other hand, for some people, this would really work out for them. I think you're going to see this.
I think you're 100% right. This is actually may start like a revolution in access to higher education and medical treatment and things like that. So this is really actually very positive. And maybe the price will go down if there's more people who want to participate and there's less need to rent out huge buildings and that kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break, and I hope I can hold you for another 15 minutes because I want to ask you what's going on. Because as maybe some people know, is that your husband is the CEO over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And by the way, your security system is pretty good for, you know, for novices there. I don't know about a hostage rescue team coming in, but as far as keeping 99% of the people out, y'all do really well. 7:43 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's still open. He's still fixing windshields because, you know, people with cracked windshields or chipping those windshields, it's dangerous for them to drive around because if it's a chip, it can go into a crack. It can bust out your windshield, and Jeff Wurst is an expert on this. He's been doing it over a quarter of a century. Just you get a free analysis. He can look at it. If you can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time or your money. If he does fix it, he guarantees it for life. What can you say? You're not going to be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:44 in the morning, 6th of April, and 43 degrees out there.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in through the front door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far.
It ain't too far. Think of this as your bar here at KCNR.
Yeah.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. A lot of times we try to put a smile on your face, and we do want to keep the information flowing. One of the ways we can do that, of course, is our advertisers, and even though they're shut down, like Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, they're going to open up again. We just want to keep their name out there in front of you. We've been, for the last 2 weeks, really passing a lot of, I think, really good information, only because we've been able to line up guests like Dr. Ona Gill here, who lined up one of the world's leading experts on the coronavirus out of Stanford for her show. And it was quite an interesting interview, along with all the other medical professionals you bring in.
Yeah,
and you've been very
available.
Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And after this is over, I'm sure there's going to be some feelings been hurt after being locked in with each other for so many days. You might want to go down and see Rebecca when this is over and say, I'd like to buy five things so I can get back in the good graces of my loved one.
That's a very good piece of advice.
Well, it is. You know, when you are in seclusion, when you're not used to that, that can bother a lot of people. That's why One Safe Place was on talking about they're concerned about domestic violence rising.
Yeah, of course.
In the, you know, not hitting necessarily, but people's tempers, letting loose of their tempers, and like this, you can call One Safe Place. Yeah. And they can help you walk through how to handle anger moments. I mean, some, you know, a guy that's been working, he works 10 hours a day and he comes home and he's with his kids and his wife, everything's perfect. But when he's home with his 3-year-old and his 5-year-old,
oh, yeah.
24 hours a day, I mean, you know, 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds can be crazy. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. You have a question for Dr. Gill.
Good morning, Dr. Gill. What's shaking, little sister?
I'm good. Shaking it up.
Here's what I'm curious about. I take that hydrochloroquine for rheumatoid arthritis. Would I be? Would that protect me from catching COVID-19? And is it used as a preventative?
Actually, that's a great question because right now it's not yet approved for prevention. So they're doing clinical trials now in healthy people. So we'll see what those outcomes are. It's difficult to make a blanket recommendation without enough data. We only have a little bit of data on hydroxychloroquine, and it's not 100% clear that this medication is one that is safe for everyone. In fact, it can cause heart arrhythmias and sudden death. So we want to put it out there that it should be kept for the medical professionals and also for very, very sick patients. The fact that you're taking it for your rheumatoid arthritis tells us all that this is an immunosuppressant drug. So the medication actually decreases your immune system response. So that's why we have to be careful, understand how it works, why it works, and right now not take it for prevention.
I've got a comment if I could.
Yes, sir.
I watched a deal with Rudy Giuliani and a doctor that treats a small community 1 hour north of New York, and he was treating them with hydrochloroquine and zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the hydrochloroquine, I'm real proud of how I'm pronouncing that, is
one
the
of
pathway
few.
Into cells to get zinc into your cells, because zinc won't go into your cells by itself, and that the zinc was mutate, wouldn't let the virus mutate, and he'd had 100% success rate. And I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That was a very interesting comment.
Yeah, Nick is, and the concern that Nick has is because this is one of the things they give him for his rheumatoid arthritis is just getting it.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of like.
Yeah, well, certainly that's a background condition, and you shouldn't feel protected just because you're taking it. People who are sick at baseline have a much higher risk of getting sick from the virus. I mean, we're eventually all going to contract it. It just depends upon our immune response. Absolutely.
My eyes just got big there when you said that. So we're all going we're all going to get it.
Yeah, it's pretty much inevitable. But the thing about it is that most people don't manifest any symptoms. It's completely silent and completely invisible in most people.
Mm-hmm.
Only a small percentage of people really get sick or affected by it. And those are the people like Mr. Nick, who has background medical illness, even though he's on hydroxychloroquine, doesn't mean that he's not going to get affected. We don't have those data yet in place.
And I think one of the things that Dr. Lynn said was it will react differently with different people. So
correct.
Some people, if it does turn out that it helps, other people it can have either no effect or, like you said, it could have some disastrous side effects.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people have been taking it for a long time. We take it to prevent malaria. And it
I took it for years.
You did?
Different places. I took the malaria pills that had quinine in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When we were in places, we had to take it. But
how
we also
that?
Knew.
Hmm? How was that effect on you?
It didn't have any on me, but it had some effects. But, you know, nothing, it could cause some intestinal problems for some people.
Mm-hmm.
The there are a lot of side effects to it, though.
Oh, yeah.
One of my officers had his wife was a nurse, and she sent him, she says, because we had to take them once a week, and big pills.
Yeah.
And sometimes people had to take, sometimes it was big pill and then a small pill later on in the week. But she sent the list of side effects, and it became very difficult to get my officers to take their malaria pills. But I said, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to, you know, you guys are all healthy.
That's an order. Yes.
If you, I mean, you can spit them out later, but, but you better be taking them.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's protective against, that disease specifically. And we have great data against, well, again, the data that we have for hydroxychloroquine and, or any kind of quinine-containing medications for malaria prevention, are, those data are in place. But in terms of this virus, it's not the magic bullet. It really isn't. So we have to make sure that we're careful with how we, talk about it.
And because we don't want to raise false hope in
exactly.
people where it could help, 10% or whatever. What's it look like? I mean, you all are always in touch, of course, with Shasta Regional.
Yeah.
But I imagine all the hospitals are talking to each other in all of this. What's it look like right now? Is everybody ramped up?
It's coming.
Haven't dodged a bullet yet because we think it's still coming, right?
Yeah, I think the great thing that we're doing is really trying to shelter in place and stay home and stay closed and be disciplined about it. Like I said, the collective responsibility that we all have to one another to be safe and keep each other healthy is manifest in the fact that we just don't meet up. We don't touch. We don't, try to cover our mouths, everything. And so it's a traumatic kind of transition, but it's happening. And so that's why I think we're having a slow trickle of cases from what I can tell. We have something like, I believe it was 13 days ago or 14 that we had our first case. And then now it's 20 and in the county. And then we have, I think, three deaths from it so far. And the math with that is that the people who are hospitalized represent only 15% of people who develop severe illness. And 1% of people are in the ICU with this coronavirus. So the vast majority of us, that means at least 200 people, if not more, in this community have COVID, because you're extrapolating from the ones that we've identified who are sick. So that's why we have to assume that we have it and really protect those people who are vulnerable, to going down from it, like our senior citizens, our beloved grandparents,
People who have underlying conditions, too, because all the people that have passed have had underlying conditions.
Yeah.
So we owe it to society to suck it up.
Suck it up and stay away.
And yet you see people, you see reports all the time of people getting together on the beaches and all this. Are they just, what? I mean, they're young. A lot of times they're for spring break and all that.
Yeah.
And then they had Mardi Gras.
Oh, my gosh.
And the mayor of New Orleans blamed it all on Trump. If anything happens, he said, you should have shut it down. Excuse me. What part of
Is he the parade master over there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. I know that in South Africa yesterday, they just arrested an entire wedding party, 40 people with the bride, the groom, and the chaplain who was marrying them, all went to jail because they were did the social gathering. Yeah. And
there's your honeymoon. You know what? I've had a couple of honeymoons, but I've never spent one in jail. Okay. But I have to admit that would be a novel approach. To a novel virus.
Definitely not Fiji.
Yeah. Hey, we're at the top of the hour here, and I have to turn you loose because you have to go to someplace else. If you don't, you can feel free to stay on for a little while. We've been here with Dr. Orna Gill. She's talking about telemedicine, how it's picking up, and it is working very, very well. And that you'd be thinking about this because you have a secure line to your doctor and can talk to him, so you know you're not cut off from your doctor.
That's right.
You have a computer or you can get to a computer, somebody can bring you one in. It's easy to do. We used it at our house last Thursday or Friday, and it works very, very well.
It's amazing. Yeah, you can even use a smartphone to do it, or even a tablet, whatever you have.
Whatever you have.
We'll accommodate.
As long as it has a camera in it.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after the news.
Thank you.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Financial markets worldwide, including in the U.S., are applauding signs that the coronavirus death rate may be declining in some of the hardest hit parts of the world. Wall Street stocks are surging on hopes that the pandemic could be running out of steam. President Trump continuing to tout the drug hydroxychloroquine as a potential virus treatment.
The drug is used to treat malaria and other ailments, and experts, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, want more studies to see if hydroxychloroquine is safe and effective for treating COVID-19. But the president is essentially giving it a green light.
I've seen things that I sort of like, so what do I know? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I have common sense.
Mr. Trump says if the drug doesn't work, then nothing is lost. And he says he's most interested in saving lives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president says it's crucial for Americans to practice social distancing over the next couple of weeks.
We strongly recommend staying at home, practicing vigorous hygiene, and maintaining social distance so you're just not going to catch it.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hospitalized for tests 10 days after being diagnosed with COVID-19. He's still suffering symptoms. The UK's housing minister, Robert Jenrick, stresses this is not an emergency.
I know for him personally, it will be very frustrating that he's had to go to hospital to have these tests, and he'll want to be back in number 10, leading from the front, which is his way. But he remains in charge of the government. He will be updated regularly in hospital, as he has been whilst he's been self-isolating.
He spoke with the BBC. Number of new coronavirus cases in South Korea has fallen below 50 for the first time since the outbreak peaked in that country in February. Wall Street's, the Dow up 948 points, the NASDAQ 331 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law. And we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. A reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park, Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The founder of British budget airline EasyJet warns the carrier will run out of money by August if it does not come to terms on a $5.5 billion contract to buy some new planes from Airbus.
In a statement, Mr. Haji Ioannou suggested it was crazy to assume EasyJet would be able to make use of its entire fleet of more than 300 aircraft once the lockdowns had come to an end. He said it would instead feel more like a startup trying to find a few profitable routes for a few aircraft at a time. He argued that if the airline dropped plans to buy 107 new planes from Airbus, it would not need any loans from the taxpayer. Mr. Haji Ioannou, whose family still owns 34% of EasyJet, is a long-standing opponent of the airline's expansion plans and has been a frequent critic of the board in the past.
The BBC's Theo Leggett. Japan's prime minister to declare a state of emergency across his country as early as tomorrow. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There will be no big economic stimulus program in Mexico as the coronavirus spreads in that country.
Instead, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says his administration will expand social programs, continue to prop up the heavily indebted state-owned oil company, deepen the government's austerity campaign, and do everything possible to avoid taking on more debt. He says the reactivation plan remains consistent with his administration's priority of helping Mexico's most vulnerable through greater public spending on social welfare, keeping people employed, and cutting costs in the sprawling government. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Radiation fears have been heightened in parts of Europe as firefighters battle a wildfire near the Chernobyl nuclear plant.
The fire's in the 1,000-square-mile exclusion zone that surrounds the disabled plant. That no-go zone was set up after the April 1986 disaster sent a cloud of radioactive fallout across much of Europe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Did you hear that?
No.
No, okay. Celebrating over over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. 8:05 in the morning here on the 6th of April, 2020. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, again, is in their lockdown because of this battle they're having right now. We're going to have, hopefully, we're trying real hard to get one of the doctors there that has treated the three cases of COVID that have come in so far, or the four, all the cases have come in to Shasta Regional. And hopefully we can get him on the phone here later on this week to tell us about what he sees and can give us, you know, a direct input instead of us kind of trying to guess around the edges here. So we're working real hard to do that. Weather?
We are looking at 45 degrees at the Reading Municipal Airport this morning, with a high going up to 63 degrees today and a chance of showers. But it looks like our last chance of showers between now and Easter. So it'll be warming up 63 today, 71 tomorrow. By Wednesday, we're going up almost 20 degrees to 81, perfectly clear and sunny throughout Wednesday. And then we get a couple more clouds on Thursday and Friday, just enough to make a beautiful sunrise and sunset.
80 degrees.
Yep, for Wednesday, 81 Wednesday, 80 Thursday, and then 79 Friday.
Okay, for all you people that are staying at home, and now here's the rain. So now you've got to really stay at home and accomplish all those things, which I accomplished nothing at during this weekend. So when the sun comes out, do not get sunburned.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, put on your protective screen, whatever that is, because people will go out and want to be out in the sun. You want to go for walks. You want to maybe just lay out and get that vitamin D, which is really good for you. Ah, so it's going to be hotter than it has been probably, I think, all year. We may have had can't remember having an 80. We may have earlier
this year. Yeah, I think we did.
But anyway, watch out. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has a generator line now to help take care of your needs during the summer when people lose their power from PG&E, shutting off the power to make sure there's no fires, and it can handle either your whole house. They have generators that can handle your whole house or just the appliances, the air conditioning, your TV, all of those different size generators. So give them a call, 365-2793. Okay, let me make some announcements here that are going on. Let's start with the sheriff that effective on April 2nd, the main front lobby at 300 Park Marina is not open to the public. The following services will continue to be processed by scheduled appointment only. Vehicle releases, repossession, civil services, 209 or 290 registrant services, requests for criminal reports via mail or email with an attached copy of state-issued photo ID, and CCW renewals only. Renewals, you do not have to be fingerprinted. No gun changes, fingerprinting, or new applications during this time. To schedule an appointment, contact the records unit at 245-6000, option 8. To schedule an appointment for restraining orders and other related services, contact the civil unit at the same number, 245-6000, option 2. We already said that the Hilton Garden Inn is suspending their operations. The Office of the District Attorney has issued a COVID-19 fraud alert. Can you imagine that these people, the criminals are going wild during this, and they're acting on people's fears. Stimulus checks, these things are coming out. The government's not going to ask you to pay anything up front to get it. Oh, yeah, put $1,000 into this and we'll make sure you get it. The government's not going to call you for your Social Security number, bank account, or credit card number, or they're not going to email it to you for anything like that. Bogus and counterfeit medical products and medications. How many people are going to try and buy, hey, we have a supply of the chloroquine? No, that's not going to work. There's no vaccines, pills, lotions, teas, lozenges, or other prescription slash over-the-counter products available to treat COVID-19 right now. Do not buy those. Only buy medical supplies from legitimate sources to ensure that you're protected. There are no authorized test kits available for testing yourself at home. Price gouging. It is illegal to charge a price for goods or services more than 10% higher than the price charged immediately before the emergency declaration. Now, I was looking at hand sanitizer online, and the cost of it compared to the same product, same company, well, it had to be 50% more online. Interesting.
I think a lot of those price gouging rules are location-based because I can charge something different in New York than I can in Reading. So internet probably has a different set of rules in that regard.
Your best defense in a workforce is warned against there's a fraud that, you know, they're going to say, hey, look, we understand you're having some computer problems and we can help you, those kind of things. Data scams. Hackers are hoping companies will drop their online defenses, making it easier to infiltrate data-rich networks. So, and I think they're already trying to hack into different groups there. Small business wire fraud that has led to a flurry of unusual financial transactions, expedited orders, canceled deeds, refunds. Before, an emergency request would have raised suspicion. However, with many businesses not operating as usual, individuals may not have their guards up. Do not open emails or any attachments claiming to have or provide COVID-19 relief. Do not be tempted to buy or use questionable products that claim to help diagnose, treat, cure, and even prevent it. If you're not sure if something is legitimate, call their office and they can help. The Consumer Protection Unit fraud hotline is 225-5391. And just let me also warn you about the charity frauds. Looks like a government website, investment schemes, all of these. So please, if you have any question, call the number I just gave you about 225-5391 before you get into anything like that. Wow. You know, there are degenerates out there that will do that. This is the way they make their money, and they're going to prey on people's fears. That's the way it always is. Somebody calls, Grandma, I'm in jail in Mexico. I need you to send me, you know, $5,000 or Mom and Dad will pay you back. I mean, this works sometimes. I'm not sure about the Nigerian prince that says if you'll send $5,000 to him, he'll send you $1 million back, you know, that kind of thing.
Nigeria is a democracy, by the way. It's not a properly functioning
democracy.
Well, I meant
the prince of criminals out there.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to get those. Just hang up and report them. If they come up with a phone number on your phone or your home phone or on your cell phone, report the number to the fraud department over there at the district attorney's office. Okay. My 8 o'clock guests are not going to be here. They thought that they each thought the other one was going to be, you know, was going to call in today. Well, anyway, we're going to work around that with an open line Monday. And what I'd like to hear after we come back from the break is, what are you doing? What are you doing during this shelter in place? Are you getting things done around your house? Are you making anything? Are you working on anything? How are you handling it yourself? We'll take a break now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. And now during this time, Home Helpers is looking for some good workers, some good people to bring in because their workload has increased because their people that need some help around the house, somebody that's there to care for them, are not leaving. They're not coming now, and they need help. So Sharon Clark is hiring people. Of course, you have to go through all types of background checks and all this to make sure that she can put you in a house, and then they'll train you. And then you're out there to help people. And a lot of times these are elderly people, so we have to make sure, too, is that you're keeping them isolated and all the other things that Dr. Gill just told us about. And the but you can give them a call at 226-8350 if this is something you want to do. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. You know, Sharon's there to help whether it's an hour a day or 24 hours a day. It's Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:15 in the morning, 44 degrees out there on the 6th of April.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coach Master on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Democrats, Republicans, independents, everyone, wash your hands, stay inside, make sure the world is sanitized. Shut it down, lock your doors, cancel culture, getting bored. Nothing left for us to do but sit at home and watch the news. We didn't spread the virus, 'cause we were all at home, we had nowhere to go. We didn't spread the virus, we all just stayed at home, kept playing on our phone. Made it to the grocery store, no toilet paper anymore. I guess that's what we need the most. I don't know why, that's kinda gross. Frozen pizza, Lunchables, shopping baskets looking full. Stocking up on all the seeds, I'll save the world by gardening. We didn't spread the virus, 'cause we were all at home, we had nowhere to go. We didn't spread the virus, 'cause we were all at home, just playing on our phone. No more South by Southwest, no more Disneyland, I guess. No more basketball events, all eyes on the president. Facebook full of scientists, amazing, I did not know this. All the posts and all the memes and government conspiracies. We didn't spread the virus.
I'm just going to let this one play through. I'm enjoying it.
Home, we had nowhere to go. We didn't spread the virus. We all just stayed at home, kept playing on our phones at home alone, at home on all our phones.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and give us a call here. Tell us how you're going along with this being shut in. That was a great song. Where did you find that, Ashley?
There's a whole list of people being stuck at home. Artists being stuck at home is having a very weird effect in that everyone's finally getting around to writing that. George R.R. Martin's finally writing the final book in the Game of Thrones series.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Whoa. You mean there's going to be
finally writing it.
Yeah, I understand there's going to be a prequel for that.
Yeah, they're talking about it. You can't let that kind of a cash cow go to waste.
Oh, no.
But
so who wrote that one? Who is that artist? Do you know?
Let me look.
But you know what? Of course, you've heard the song by... gosh, Piano Man.
Billy Joel
that wrote, you know, We Didn't Start the Fire. Well, obviously, this, you know, he took that right from there, including the music. But it's very, you know, it's very true.
This is a YouTuber, Five Times August.
Okay. So the thing about that one is, he's absolutely right on this one part that just broke me up. I didn't realize how many health experts there were on Facebook.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You people. You know, I say you people. I shouldn't say that. Some of the people out there, you can't. When you read it, when you get into this, don't believe it. I mean, you know, where do you get your information from besides right here at KCNR? We try to research all of our stuff. But when you're getting facts, you might want to check with the CDC or the World Health Organization. You know, they're kind of suspect at times. Or your doctor or things like this before you listen to somebody on Facebook who you don't even know. They're a friend of somebody else's that just happens to pay, you know, it happens to put something in there, and then it's shared to 12 million people. So my latest one is 5G towers are being burnt down. They've had five of them burnt down so far because somehow 5G towers is tied to the coronavirus. And I haven't gotten that link yet. So
I think they lessen our immunity.
Oh, that's what it is.
The whole thing. That's my understanding.
Okay. They lessen our immunity. So 5G towers are being torched. I'm not sure how it lessens our immunity. Though, you know what? I have seen a couple of emails, and I've seen Facebook posting on that 5G is bad for us. And I know there's people out there listening right now that have brought this up before. So if you'd like to call in and tell us where you got your information from or why this is happening, I'm not going to say anything except, well, this is an opinion right now and it hasn't really been proved anywhere. But I'll be glad to hear that. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And trust me, the financial section of Judy Maxwell's company, it was established back in 1993. They are riding it right now. From what I understand, the market has gone up almost 1,000 points since the report that the New York cases have, even though they've raised 30% from last week, they're down from the almost 50% from the week before. It looks like Italy, Spain's death rate has dropped. Their infection rate has dropped over there. So it's giving people hope again, at least in the financial markets. But Judy Maxwell is one of the people that you can trust to tell you what's going on there. And if you are having any type of insurance questions, medical insurance, any of these, give her a call, 221-0441.
The Dow Jones is up 982.83 this morning.
And it's because, you know, and isn't it funny? You know, when I look at the Dow Jones, you know, you see all these movies on Wall Street where they're all trading in there in the American Stock Exchange, right? And all these, you know, it goes back to that movie with Dan Aykroyd and where he and his partner there were trading. The comedian, gosh, you know what? I'm just having blanks today. I don't know why, but I'll get it. Anyway, but the movie shows that everybody is
trading places,
and they all go crazy. You know, everybody, buy, and then it turns around and goes, sell, based on one thing. And I can't help but think that there's a lot of panic. When I talk to financial experts, they're saying, this is what happens. You know, the market looks at it and all of a sudden they think sell. And when they do, it's contagious. And then when something happens good, buy, like this. So, I frankly find that amusing. You know, there's been a field hospital put into the Civic Auditorium. When you hear that field hospital, what's that for? It's going to get bad. No, what this is for people that it's not for people with COVID-19 that have to be isolated or anything like that. No, that's what the hospitals are for. And the hospitals have plenty of beds. This is for the whole region up here that if people coming in with other things, they can have treatment at the up to 250 people can be treated there at the Civic Auditorium. They have the medical personnel and all this, but this is to be used only if they need overflows like we talked about. Dr. Gill was on the was here with us this morning talking about regular things that happen to people. Maybe they, you know, when the hospital gets to that certain point, they're going to start shifting people with lesser illnesses, or maybe it's injuries, broken, you know, broken legs, whatever, can shift them over to this field medical hospital. And having been in a field medical hospital, they are very, very, very much like any hospital you're going to see. They're, you know, very well trained people. The corpsmen and the medics in there got years of experience. The doctors are bringing in. U.S. Army put out a request for a lot of their retired officers to come back, officers and enlisted to come back in to start helping on the front lines, and a lot of them are doing that. So I find that interesting and makes me feel better. Now, after our break, how many of you have heard of the movie Stagecoach? 1939, John Wayne starred in it. It was a John Ford Western. And I've read this article about how Stagecoach tells us how our country is handling this COVID-19 virus. It's very interesting. And all this time, I've watched the movie and just purely enjoyed it as a Western. But the different parts about it, how it was a crosscut of American society and how they had to work together to get to safety, but how they needed something else to make it there on the final push. We'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, while there's no elective surgeries going on, if you've, you know, people with heart conditions, people with serious conditions like that, They are still operating. The room, operation rooms are still open. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute and is a fully accredited chest pain center. Also, they've gotten 4 out of 5 stars in categories including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. Of course, hip knee replacements aren't going on right now, but everything else I just talked about is. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 in the morning, 46 degrees out there.
I'm spending 3 whole weeks in quarantine. Is this virus taking over me? Oh, yesterday came suddenly. My bottle store had to close. No more booze from Pick and Pay. I can't even see my mom for 20 days yesterday.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
You know what day it is. I thought it was Thursday. Yeah. I want to know what day it is. Because they're all getting blurry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number here in the studios of KCNR. Carl and the Bot, 8:34 in the morning here on the 6th of April, 2020. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport. They are on the roads. SST Oil. They're out there delivering gas, diesel, fuel for helicopters and aircraft all over the western United States. They aren't slowing down. They haven't. They won't slow down. They're still delivering out there to ensure that the people in California and our western states have gas, diesel, and the oil they need to keep moving, keep living out there. It's the same attitude they have during fire season. 24 hours a day, they're moving fuel, diesel, gasoline to our firefighters out there. SST Oil. Remembering their past, looking to the future, it's an employee-owned company. And I can guarantee you the president of the company is probably out there on a truck right now. Not all the time, but if he's needed, Bill can do that. Give him a call today at 241-1167 if you need assistance. Or if you're looking, if you're a driver and you've had your hours cut or you've it's had to shut down, they're always looking for good drivers. If you're new at the job, they'll train you. They'll take care of you. They'll take care of your retirement, all of that. SST Oil, right here in Redding. Okay. There's an article that I read comparing the movie Stagecoach. Now, Stagecoach came out in 1939. It starred John Wayne. Andy Devine was the driver. It had a number of passengers in here. Claire Trevor. And the story is, if you look at it as a Western, they were trying to get from this town to their final destination in Lordsburg. And to do that, they had to go through Apache country, and Geronimo was on the, I guess they had come out of the reservations and they were, you know, they were attacking the general area there. And what happens is, if you just look at it as a Western, you can do that. But if you look at what John Ford was trying to do, he was showing that this was something that people were coming out of the Depression and now they were facing fascism. In the, you know, Europe was getting ready, you know, was on fire already. The war was quickly approaching us. The Germans, the Nazis were marching across Europe and all of this. And if you look at the Stagecoach Travelers, it's a cross-section of American society. Like I said, Andy Devine played the driver, and his initial passengers were a wealthy banker. He's, you know, a gambler who is very kind of foppish, but a gunfighter at the same time. They had a condescending wife of an army captain that wanted to get to her husband. She's pregnant. They are joined by a sheriff who was – he traveled on this journey because he was trying to get to Lordsburg because he was trying to capture somebody called the Ringo Kid who just escaped from prison. A mild-mannered whiskey salesman, a caring but alcoholic doctor. Rounding out the passenger list, of course, was the saloon girl with a heart full of gold. And on their trip, they run into, of course, John Wayne, who had played the Ringo Kid. Now, he comes up when they take off, that here's this tall, handsome cowboy with a rifle in one hand and a saddle in the other, and his determined look is accented by his lighting, which creates a halo effect around his wide-brimmed hat. He looks like the personification of America in all of its Western glory. Well, as you go on with this, if you haven't seen the movie, you need to. But this became one of the most popular movies of 1939. Even long you had The Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It was an analogy of what we were facing abroad and the Depression at home that people were trying to get out of. The depiction of the wealthy banker mirrored the era's social tensions. But as they worked their way through, the thing about the movie is they worked together to get through to Lordsburg. And at the end, the Indians had attacked them. The Stagecoach was racing across the desert. They were fighting it out. You know, people had been killed in this. The woman before, the captain's wife, had her baby, and she had found out that Dallas, the girl that, you know, the prostitute with the heart of gold, was a good person. And here was Dallas protecting the baby with her life. The gambler was fighting it out, killed during the, I guess I'm giving this away.
Spoilers.
The doctor's fighting, the Ringo kid's up on top of the, on stagecoach fighting, Andy Devine's wounded, the driver's with a good, you know, a good driver, hardworking man is wounded. It looks bad. It looks bad for everybody when the cavalry comes. Now, you can look at this as, like I said, an analogy of the government was stepping in to help people. As we see here, right now, the government stepping in to help those businesses and the people of our country, which are fighting together, which are pulling together to fight this virus. The government, what can the government do? Well, one, it can provide cash to those businesses that are in trouble because we're in the middle of a fight that we didn't pick. We didn't put ourselves in this on purpose. We're in an attack from an enemy, and we've got to look at it as an enemy that's silent. It's very deadly. And that fact is that we as a nation are going through this. Now, is the government completely pulling us out of this? No, they can't. So what else happens? Our cross-section of America, our businesses. We have a whiskey company up here in Siskiyou County that has turned their lines over to making hand sanitizers. There's others that are turning their lines over to make face masks. My Pillow has turned around and is making millions of these face masks for people. Our industry is turning to, like we did during the war, World War II. They're changing. GM is turning respirators out by the thousands now as they're geared up for this. The president has told certain companies, hey, you are now under the National Defense Act here, and you will do this. So they are turning what they had as making products, one source of products, and making it into others to help our nation. But the movie, and I tell you what, I never looked at it like this. I looked at it so superficially. But when I read this thing, I thought, wow. You know, John Ford, when he makes a movie, of course, they're exciting movies. If you want to look at it just like a Western, you can enjoy it like that. But if you look at it like America fighting the unknown, what's coming on this, and what we can do as a nation, it's kind of, you know, now I find it even more satisfying to look at that movie. Now, is the government the end-all? No. No, the government's not an end-all. The government has a tendency to make huge blundering moves at times. What concerns me, though, is everybody was on board fighting World War II, fighting what happened, turning our Ford motor lines into lines that made tanks, jeeps, industries turning around that made a boat a week coming off of the assembly lines. What concerns me is we're not all pulling in that one direction. We have partisanship. We have a media that seems that they want the president to look bad, to question everything he does. I wrote something the other day was, which president since Roosevelt has faced anything this huge? I mean, you can go back and look at the H1N1 and say, well, you know, that was big a kill, and nothing was done like this. Right. That was a different time. Which president who is on the hot seat has faced this? What president is going to make every move perfect? None. What we can do, though, is take a look at what's happening, what we can do to help each other, and what we can use from the government. Now, not everybody is going to need the government. to help. But they have offered and they have put things out to protect employees, employers, and small businesses. Now, it's going to take some time to make this work because, again, this is unprecedented. We've got $2 trillion or more to say, what's happening? How do we get the money out there? How do we get it out, you know, in a timely fashion? Well, these things are happening right now. But the idea that Stagecoach, one of my favorite movies, is much more than just an enjoyable one. When you looked at it, you realized it was a cross-section and it was working together, but the deeper meanings of it were, you know, never looked at by myself, maybe others. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm going to this portion of the show is brought to you by another business that's not open, but will be, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. They work on appointments, 244-9478. I have an appointment for May 1st. Now, I don't know if I'll get in there May 1st. I'd probably like last of that week. But Cypress Square Barbershop, better known, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back with Lori.
Got to make a grocery run. Well, that sounds fun. Why am I out here risking my life? Corona, where's a goddamn parking space? Shit, I touched my face. Wait, I think I finally caught my corona.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems, having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be here stuck inside this house with you.
Welcome back.
Go out.
Stuck in this house with you. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I don't know where Ashley finds these songs, but I tell you what, that one about, you know, we didn't start the fire, that was just outstanding. Hey, in these uncertain times, you probably need a break from cooking, right? How about letting Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with to-go orders, delivery, curbside pickup? Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe. And this is just an extraordinary business. Now, let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ashley. I'm going to take you up on the open line.
Okay. Hey, that's what I'm trying to do here.
And I have to thank you for the Armstrong and Getty 3 hours, because they crack me up, especially since this lockdown. They are funny.
They are funny.
Being serious, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, one of them's a libertarian. The other one is, I'm not sure what he is, but they go after everybody. Yeah, they're not, they're equal opportunity. But they find things and they talk about things that are just, they put a spin of humor on it. And so thank you. I like them a lot.
I do, too, and it's more than one person. So I used to listen to, you know, Rush. I can catch a summary on the weekend if I need to. I can go Google, look it up, Bing search it, whatever. But I wanted to, yeah, thank you for having that programming. The reason I'm calling is, if possible, I don't know if we have any pulmonary experts that want to address this video going around by a Brooklyn ICU doctor. Obviously, they've been put in the front lines lately, and he's got a six-minute video proclaiming that the issue that they're seeing with the COVID patients that are, you know, coming in at a fast volume is an oxygen depletion, and it's not pneumonia. They're not having that fluid situation. They're not seeing what they typically find, which is called acute respiratory distress syndrome. The muscles are working fine. They can breathe fine. They really don't need or require a ventilator forcing and pushing and doing the work for them. So if people have a computer, I would just suggest they Google up this doctor's name, because I imagine this is going to go more on the popularity side. His name is Dr. Cameron with a C, Kyle,
okay,
dash Seidel, S-I-D-E-L-L. And he put out a video, too, very legit. He seemed very stressed, kind of panicked, kind of sleep-deprived and all of that. And I'm just concerned that they're not seeing that we're having, like, an altitude sickness. Or back to your issue of 5G, it does disrupt, according to the research and studies, the hemoglobin, the oxygen, the binding. And that's why we sometimes see, if it's on video, someone just completely collapsing, just falling, just like they were just at a volt of something or a non-volt. And then they're looking at the heart, that the heart is being more attacked than the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, there might be different strains of COVID.
I think there's eight different. They've I think they've identified it's six different strains of COVID.
And I've come across eight being part of the literature. So at this point, we have to look at what is going on here, because it's not the one size fits all. So when we talk about hydrocortisone and taking zinc, very popular just in and of itself. It's a popular, inexpensive mineral everywhere. There's 50 milligram, 100 milligram. I would go to Orchard, our friends over there, and talk about lozenges or different ways to put that in, because it will block it being driven into the cells to replicate. And if there's one more moment, I would ask people, if they're on the Internet, to look at pandemic.news. It's by an individual. He's a researcher. His name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. I'm not promoting him necessarily, because there's things he talks about that I don't find being supported so much on climate change and all the rest. But given any given day, we could lose the Internet or the grid, or they could say, oh, we have your power outage, or they can blame anything, Carl. Look at the problems you've had with your station. I really wonder if you've been targeted. I'll just say that.
No, I think the water in my antenna was more of a
issue.
Yeah, that was somebody putting it in at 1 degree up instead of 1 degree down. yeah, I know that made me crazy too.
That said, just have people, if you want, go look at pandemic.news. The reason I say that is he's suggesting if we are all going to go back to work, hopefully soon, that it's helpful to have people wear a mask because we are not aware of the people who are asymptomatic and they're a carrier and a spreader. So that will just defeat the whole purpose of going back to work if we're all being reinfected or if they have a new
infection
or whatever.
I think that's absolutely true. We're going to continue to have medical experts on as we go through this. We're going to try and get Dr. Bawa on from Shasta Regional, who has treated the coronavirus patients, and see if we can get him on the air to talk about that.
And maybe if the cardiac people, if they can go dig into their expertise about if this is a virus that's going after the heart, because that is going to make you stop breathing real quick, too. And so if you see how this is just a chasing, the doctors are so trained to look for certain, you know, diagnostic rule-outs and all the things that they're experts at, and then we get this odd, bizarre COVID, which could be a bioweapon in a lab and who knows what. So it's just, it's complicating.
That's for later on to find out about that. Lori, I've got other people lined up, but thank you so much for calling.
You bet.
Okay, let's go to Robert. Robert, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there. We're social distancing and sanitizing everything here in the studio 3 or 4 times a day.
Well, good. And I don't have too much to worry about in that department than punching a time clock for the state of California and living alone, but I am taking my precautions. And I know you guys are pressed for time, so I'll get right to my point. I'm not allowed to work from home, so basically I'm on what is essentially a 3 to 6 week paid vacation until we go back.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
are they paying you though? Are they paying you?
Yeah, I have upwards of 6 weeks of leave time on the books, so I'm pretty much good for most of the month of April. But I'd rather be back working. But
that's
another call for another time, especially as I face my 14-year anniversary of working for the state of California this month.
Okay.
Yeah, that means I'm officially considered a short timer.
Okay.
6 more years, I get my pension, and California and I get a divorce. But here we go. I have this retirement project, which the way things are going at the agency where I work, which I can't name publicly, of course, that I may get an earlier start on it than what I want to. In the wake of the car fire, I'm putting together a coffee table book of the car fire and maybe do a little hint of a second volume or edition of the aftermath of it. And I've got, as soon as I get the rest of the pictures from Crown Camera, if I can give them a cheap plug,
okay,
which I just did.
You did.
Anyway,
okay.
I'm going to have over 200 pictures. And so right now, the ones that I've got, I'm just going to write little scribblings on the back of them so it'll jar my memory so I can write the little vignettes that when the thing gets published. And if it takes off fairly well, I just may take early retirement and then do a 2-for-1. And then, like, say, if I go to a Barnes & Noble or something like that to autograph the book, then I'll just do it at Barnes & Noble in parts of the world where there are things on my bucket list, and I'll get a 2-for-1.
Well, you know what? That's a good plan. You know what? This is a good time to do that. Good time to, like we said, finish a book, start a book. We got 30 days here.
Anybody's out there hearing the sound of my voice that knows a publisher, keep me in mind.
I just happen to know a publisher is sitting in the other room right now.
All right, we'll talk to Ashley about that.
Yeah, talk to Ashley about it. Okay, you got another caller.
All right,
thanks
good. Thanks,
Robert. Semper Fi, butter. Okay, hey, Ralph, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got, Ralph?
Hey, this is Ralph. I'm the an advocate for the prisoners' health and comfort in our state prisons.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say there's a picture going around the internet that shows, I think, you and some other people. And I think we could maybe do a little tour amongst the prisons. You seem to be very popular. So I'd really like to see that get out. Are you willing to tour?
Tour the prison?
Yeah.
I've been to San Quentin. So,
well, we saw a picture on the internet of you and,
and two others,
Lighty and somebody.
Yeah, okay.
You guys would be popular.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks a lot, Ralph. Go away, Ralph. Okay. Hey, what he's talking about is Has anybody, if you've ever heard of this thing on Netflix, it's called Tiger King. And it's like watching a train wreck. It's this guy that has this, I know I'm going to go over on this, but it's like this guy has got this tiger. He has tigers and lions down in Florida, and he gets involved in a murder for hire, and it's all this. But this is just, but they have photos of him. And somebody took one of the photos and put my face, Ted Leidy's face, and Gary Pickle's face in there. And now it's going, and that's what he's talking about. It's going on the internet. So if you happen to see that, that's, I don't have all those tattoos. Okay. Anyway, hey, tomorrow I got a big show coming in with, you know, I got Turtle Bay. We have the Shasta Regional Medical Center is going to be with us tomorrow at 8 o'clock talking about what's going on. Everybody be safe out there. Be safe. Distance yourself. Do what you